more importantly, I want to get to the end. We collected $25,000 total from all of the different cases that's been submitted to reimburse the tollway. Administrative rules had to be created for this office. That was part of the statutory requirement. They have been attached to your report, and they will be put on our website as well. Those rules were submitted. We appeared before the Joint Committee on Administrative Rules, JCAR, in September, and they've been approved. So what you have in the package report has been approved and will be published, and will be on the website. Anyone can review the rules to determine how we open cases, when we open cases, when we close cases. And that's my report.
Are there any questions on anything in the report?
No, when we first came on the board, a couple of us pushed very hard for this, and the board supported us in this. We took some heat when Metro wanted to do a similar thing, and we supported the idea of having an independent inspector general at Metro, and we took some heat for that. Jim and I testified at a hearing on that. But this is, I think, one of our real premier accomplishments, and I'm not that you want to see people get in trouble, but the idea that we're seeing results here, this is our first really comprehensive report, and I'm very pleased that we're at this point we're at, and I think it helps us all be better at our jobs.
I would add pleased, but I'd also add a little dismayed that in 6 months, 25,000 worth of assets or fines have been being taken, and very good job. And so I echo your earlier thoughts. Whatever can be done to let the employees, as my father used to say, put people in positions where they'll be honest.
Yeah, I think there are three real benefits, and we should thank Jim. The first is the obvious, which is the undercover and the fraud and collecting the money. I think the second is the point that's been made about getting the message out to everybody else in the organization that it's less to me that, well, I suppose it's both. People understand that they're going to ruin their lives, Director Morris's point, but also that other people in the organization can come forward with information that may be bothering them because they see employees doing things that are inappropriate or illegal. And I gather that this is done in a very professional and very defined way so that people feel comfortable that they're not going to get in trouble or have any repercussions because they come forward. And I want to commend you for that. I think that's a very important aspect of the office. And then I think the third important thing is that the public understands that they're tolls are being used for the things that they think they're being used for when they put them in the box. So I think on all three of those counts, we're very fortunate to have Jim and his very small but obviously very competent staff. So thank you.
Thank you.
I just want to say that it should serve as a deterrent, and it would rise the level, I think, of professionalism throughout the tollway, which I think, you know, we've gotten a little bit hammered over that because of things that have gone on in the past. So I hope this is a signal to the public and to our employees about the level of professionalism.
Of course, it's very disturbing, and I think that I'm also though pleased that we're on top of it because clearly it was happening for years, and it's finally coming to light. So we, from a management perspective, as a result of some of these cases are going to be looking at, as Jim mentioned, generally the Rutan process and just making sure we're tightening that up. There weren't any necessarily, I wouldn't say, findings of real, wrongdoing or problems there that people were trying to be deceitful or manipulate the system, but just we need to tighten up our process. But these, whether it be emergency vehicles or just cash toll collection generally, as he mentioned, anytime you have cash going through an organization, you have to be extra vigilant, and we'll be, looking at the procedures, the management, the oversight, every element of this, because I don't think that this is the end of, there are more cases, I think, to come where people have been, these are just the higher dollar amounts or higher instances, but there will be more cases of, us finding, catching, and we will work quickly to dismiss people who are stealing from us. Won't be tolerated. So, and that's been communicated. I met with, they had the plaza supervisor meeting here earlier this week, and I went down and met personally with them and mentioned to them that we were watching this and weren't going to tolerate it, and they needed to be a little bit more vigilant. But we will make sure that we're also putting procedures in place that it just doesn't depend on human, only on human beings being vigilant, but that we have additional procedures and checks in place. So.
Also, the rattan issues are a little bit of a concern, and I'm glad that we caught them on some part-time things so we don't make that mistake going forward. But we just got to treat everybody the same, and that's important. So it's not just people that are taking money at the toll booths. We don't want to just pick on that group of people that work for Jeff. But the reality is we have to be careful all the way up and down the chain of command that we're, if somebody applies for a job, they know that it's a level playing field.
There were no findings of real wrongdoing in rattan. There were process issues. There was, so while we're certainly looking at it, we want everybody to have an equal shot at a job. There are different kind of orders of magnitude, the theft that was going on at the plazas. But, you know, we clearly take it all very seriously. And
okay, any other comments or questions? Thank you very much. We're now at the public comment period. I have one card. Mr. Deanna Sotis. Trinise kindly gave me the phonetic pronunciation. Did I do okay?
You read that. You saw that.
And you know we try to keep our comments brief. Thank you. I know you have important things to say, but...
Very brief.
Okay, great. Thank you.
I want to talk about the Huntley Interchange, which I read about in the paper recently, but I can't help ask Inspector General, you recovered $25,000 in 6 months since the first of the year. What was the cost of running your department plus courtroom expenses? To compare those two figures, I'd be interested. Anyway, I saw in the paper that we want to alter the interchange at Huntley at the Northwest Toll Road. And a previous meeting, someone here said that we're in the business of moving cars and we must bite the bullet. And I had that clipped out of my newspaper. And since I cleaned off my desk yesterday, I can't find it. And then I saw a recent one which said, I'll be quick. The far northwest suburbs have sought an economic engine for more than a decade, allowing traffic to enter and exit I-90 from both directions, particularly from Rockford and the west, will open the way for more growth in semi-rural areas. Mr. Mayor, I'm sorry, I got to criticize this. So are we in the business of moving autos, or are we in the business of economic development? That's the first thing I've thought of when I read this, and I think we all should think about that. And as a matter of fact, I think the tollway system should go into a period of deep thought and study. What's the mission? What are we here for, other than make some money, like Terry would say, invisible tax? So that's what I concluded. I wasn't going to criticize, but I'll simply close by saying we've got to give this some thought. We've got a lot of money riding here, and why are we here? Are we moving cars, or are we doing economic development? In the old days, economic development meant you made an investment. If you made a profit, you were rewarded with profit and money. The more risk, the more profit. But now it seems that government, not only this group here, but in the entire country, is in the business of economic development. And I must say, I'm going to write this in my letter to you. Okay. I need a recommendation on some books because, as you might notice, I'm a little weak on public finance. And I need to know more about it than just income tax and property tax and fees and the semi-legal tips. So I'm going to ask for a recommendation from you. I'm sure I can think of more things to say, but I'll close.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I would just make the comment that I think Christy delivered a speech at the City Club of Chicago, which actually addressed the question you raised. I think her conclusion was they're not mutually exclusive, and I said speech is available on tape probably at this point. And
certainly on the State Club website, we can provide a copy as well.
Wendy can direct you to that, and it may not answer all your questions, but I think at the start she did an excellent job. There's some great graphics and slides in there, so I think it may be helpful. And it's an interesting question. Thank you.
Thank you
for raising it. Is there anyone else who wishes to do public comment? Okay, thank you. Let me turn just to my section of the report. First, I'd ask for a motion on approval of the minutes.
So moved.
Second. All in favor?
I'd like to point out, in the minutes, I had asked for a report on the transponders to be presented at this meeting. At the committee meeting the other day, we asked that be a thorough report, and it probably won't be ready till next month, so that while we'd asked for it to be here, I want everybody to be aware. I'm well aware that it will not be presented today, and we'll have something from the staff next month on the use of the transponders by imports.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Since I had asked you to postpone it, and you wouldn't do it, so now you did, and I appreciate your flexibility on that. So we have a motion and a second on the minutes. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Okay, thank you very much. As you know, we have now gone to the new structure where the committees are doing their work, first of all, on a separate day from the board, but also going in more depth on a series of issues. Having that happen on a different day gives us an opportunity to have more time in the committee. We have committee chairs who have been through the first round of those meetings, and what we'll do from now on in our meetings is ask them to give a presentation on what happened in their committees, if there are any controversial issues or issues that they feel need to have discussion among all of the board members, because not all of the board members have gone to all of those meetings, although obviously each board member is welcome at any committee meeting. We'll ask the committee chairs just to highlight the things that they think board members should be either consulted on or should have additional information that was a result of a conversation or a debate or a discussion that went on in the committee. So, Maria, you're up first. I don't know if you look as if you're looking for your
notes.
So if you want to go in a different order, we
no,
can do
fine.
That.
No, that's fine. I can do it.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. The Finance, Administration, and Operations Committee met on September 1st, 2011 at 8 a.m. The committee discussed and approved the following items that are included in today's consent agenda. Item 1 under 5.1 Finance, all of the items were under 6.2 procurement, items 1 and 2 under 6.2 engineering, item 3 we gave conditional approval pending discussion of a question regarding termination that involved a lease or an assignment of a lease of certain tollway property that we were told the tollway might have a need to use it. So I asked about whether or not there was any termination provision. Staff at the time didn't have the answer, so we approved it conditioned on them coming back and giving us that answer. And I think when we get to the main agenda, they'll have the answer and we'll be ready to approve it. The committee also met in executive session. We also approved items 1 through 4 and 6 and 7 under 6.4 legal. We also met in executive session to discuss things that are appropriate for discussing in executive session under the Open Meetings Act. The only one item that I would note for the rest of the board is item 1 under finance, the compensation insurance claim reserve fund, and I think there's a presentation that was included in the board, in the members' briefing. We reserve about $7.1 million, and that's a large amount of money that. For anybody who's more curious, we did talk in detail about how we arrived at that number and the actuarial analysis that goes into it, and had a pretty good discussion about that. So that concludes my report.
Okay, thank you. I think since then there may have been two amendments, but we can or changes that we can get to on the when the we go to the consent agenda on items 6 to 7. And on number 5 under 6.4 legal.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry, but we can get to them. Okay, thank you very much. Are there questions on that committee report? And are there any members of that committee who would like to add anything? Okay, thank you. Customer service, Bill.
I actually typed out a report that's in everybody's file. So There was a reason I went to journalism school, because I knew how to type.
Passing,
what I do, you had to pass typing in order to graduate. That was the hardest course I took in college.
I thought journalism.
Our committee basically picked up where our ad hoc committee completed its work a year ago. Directors Cradle and Towns and I are on this committee again. We set a work program for the next 12 months. The most pressing issue is the one for the overhead tolling contract. The plan is to go ahead with bids probably in September and hopefully have a new system in place in 2013. This might be more than one contract. We're going through details and we're going to spend a lot of time on that over the next couple of months. Obviously, it's one of the most important things we do here and one that the customers seem to respond most positively to, because it eliminates probably 6 to 8 minutes on a lot of people's trips, if not more, as they go from one location to another. Also, during the next year, we're going to look at, and for other board members especially, if there's a question, we look back 2 years on violations, so that if there's 3 violations in a 2-year period, you can be issued a ticket. We're going to see, is 2 years short enough, long enough? Should it be longer? Should it be shorter? Is 3 violations right? Should it be 1 or 2? We have to do this before the final bidding, so we want to try to have that in place. We're going to look at our current fine system. Currently, our fine system breaks even, which the main goal of the fine system is not to make money, but to make people behave and follow the rules. But sometimes we have waivers for IPAS members, which means we lose money when we issue those violations, and then people who are not IPAS pay a $20 fine for an individual violation, and we're going to see if there's a way to balance that. Last year we found that in some states there's a service charge anytime a violation notice is sent out of like $3 or $5 to at least cover the cost. We're going to examine that. That probably won't be terribly popular, but we need to look at that. We're looking at the bidding process on the overhead tolling is past its 5th year. We recently did an extension. We just want the board to be aware there will probably be the need for one more extension, which doesn't thrill any of us, but we want to make sure we do this right, because the new contract will be for 5 to 7 years, and we want to do it right, so we may be back this fall asking for one more extension. That contract costs, I think, about $11 to $11.5 million, and the staff then negotiates that and brings back a recommendation, so you'll probably see that again in the fall.
I think it's more than one more extension potentially, right? According to
there Shauna could be two. There
right,
could be
Shauna
two.
Did a timeline, I think, presentation for the board, and there may be more than one.
Yeah, but for this year, we're going to probably come back with one more 1-year extension. The other things we're looking at are the customer service contracts. In the past, there was a Texas firm that had those contracts. Director Towns and Cradle and I last year moaned loudly about the fact we wanted to see those jobs come back to Illinois using not-for-profit groups in order to do that. We've been very successful at bringing a couple of those contracts back. We had another one that might have been on the agenda today, but I think we weren't quite ready. So that will be until next month, and that would be for a customer service contract. But it's really, we feel very good about it, and Director Towns, since one of the not-for-profits is in Rockford, has been monitoring that for us, and not only does it seem to be working well on our end, but it seems to be working well on that end. So that's pretty positive that we've brought some economy back into the state, and also gives us a chance for a little closer supervision. The replacement of transponders, which is an interaction we have with our customers, they last about 8 years. We are in the process of calling in old ones and replacing them with new ones. This first year, we've done over 300,000 of them. Our system, we tried different experiments last year. We now have a 92% compliance rate, which is good news that people are bringing back their old transponders and we're issuing them new transponders. It doesn't cost them anything. But there are still some transponders out there that are with active accounts, so we're trying to now figure out how to go get those back and let those people know that at some point that battery will die or it will be turned off and they will start to get violations notices. The staff expects to have something in place over the next couple of months on that. That's about the general nature of the items we're going to deal with over the next couple of months. We did want to make it clear that Director Canham had made a request at the last board meeting that we'd study to see if there's a way for people in need to not have to pay what will be the new toll increase or a portion of tolls. we're going to try to come up with something on that. We're not sure how successful we'll be, but it will not fall off the table. We want people to be aware of that. One thing that was clarified in the meeting is that the idea that you had to have a credit card to have a transponder is incorrect. There is actually on our website, you can, for $20, purchase a transponder and refill that transponder with cash, so that people who don't have a credit card or a good credit rating, there is a way they can get a transponder and pay the lower fee. So we can actually help them by going to our website or whatever. But we're going to also look at that as we look at this issue on people there. So we kind of feel pretty comfortable about what we're doing. The communication staff has put in place a very broad program to educate people about the toll increase will go into effect January 1st. So beyond the required notice at the toll booths, they're going to go much further to make sure people are aware it's coming, using some of our free media, using different public relations tools. And if people want to see that plan, Wendy will be happy to share that with them. It's very comprehensive and covers about 20 different tools to make sure people are educated so that when they see this come on board, they've had full information. All in all, we thought we had a very productive meeting. And we're going to meet every other month unless there's a need to meet in between.
Thank you. That was a very comprehensive and useful report. Thank you for writing up the report for other board members. Anybody else on the committee want to comment on that meeting? I was able to make that meeting. I thought it went very well. Okay. And then the final is Director Wisner, the strategic planning.
Thank you. Yeah, the strategic planning committee includes myself as chair, as well as Directors Cannon and Saldana. And because I think perhaps our committee title is less specific, or at least not as intuitive in terms of exactly what we do.
Excuse me, do you want your slide up here?
That would be just fine. If you have it.
There it is.
There we go.
Thank you.
I wanted to just simply go through our list of duties and responsibilities. I promise I won't do that every meeting, but I thought it might be helpful as we begin. First, developing criteria to assess project program priorities, recommending a multi-year capital plan to the board, evaluating how system needs and changes affect stakeholders, including public, business, and civic interests, developing policies related to pursuing capital investments, and monitoring congruity of mission, priorities, and resources for each program or project plan. Guided by that, our committee has met and tried to develop basically our plan for the next 12 to 18 months, really. And as you see, you can see that, and our board members, I think, have hard copies of this as well. Our plan is as follows. Basically, within the next 6 months, first 6 months, it's to look at non-toll ramp funding. We have various interchanges or ramps where no tolls are charged. I think it's time we all agree to take a fresh look at exactly why that is and whether it makes sense in the current context. Environmental and sustainability policy. I think we've been leaders in many areas environmentally. And what we really want to do is, I think, be a bit more comprehensive going forward in an overall policy for the tollway as we move forward. With input from our staff, our board, and the vote. Traffic noise policy, kind of a burgeoning need, I think, especially as we engage in the capital program going forward. We're going to have to be sensitive to that. We're going to have to make sure we do have a policy in place. It may be appropriate as it is, but we want to take a fresh look at that before we move forward on our major capital efforts going forward. Cost share policy, the example of the Route 4790 interchange, I'll go into a little more detail there. I think it's a stellar example of how things can work, but we want to take a look at that. Again, we do have a policy in place. We just want to take a fresh look at that and see if it needs to be tweaked or possibly changed in some significant way. Interchange policy updates and priorities, really touches on that as well, but how do those policies work in order to create an interchange that the There's really a couple categories that are involved there. There are those where there is no interchange and there's one desire. And there are those where we have an existing kind of a half interchange that's not working in both directions. And are those, how would those be treated going forward? Congestion pricing, we've talked about a lot about that throughout our building of our capital plan. Going forward, it's really time to begin looking at that much more closely and seeing where that could have a beneficial impact for everyone. Land use right-of-way evaluation, are there things that we could be doing, aside from looking at some public transit options, are there other things that we could be doing with available land or right-of-way that would be beneficial, to the community? Multimodal planning, rapid bus transit, all the different aspects to look at how we can benefit our community. And I think one thing we have to remember when we talk about multimodal is that freight traffic plays a huge role on our planning, on our actions, and on our revenue, frankly, as well. But it also has a huge impact on the economic development of this region going forward, economic process. So that's an important area to be mindful of and to be looking forward as well. Freight accommodation planning, that's a part of that as well. Sign policy, a lot of discussion on that. We're in the electronic century here, 21st century, much different than the 20th century in terms of both how people operate and what's available technologically. I think we need to be, kind of grow with the times, and on the other hand, we have to balance that with careful consideration of safety issues going forward. Innovative financing options, again, that's we need to be explore that area to see if there's opportunities that we may be missing, as well, in both in terms of financing options as well as revenue options, I guess you might say. We have also some additional input in our last meeting that came out from our board members. In terms of key decisions and things that we want to also take a close look at is diversity in every aspect of our operations. Are we doing what we need to do? Are we doing the very best that we can do? Customer and user surveys. Are we securing enough input from our own customers, which is critical to performing to the expectation of our customers? What more could we be doing there? Expanded use of the oases. We have freight carriers sometimes parking in the entry or exit lanes of the oasis because of their own schedules. Are there ways that we can be more thoughtful? Are there ways that we can accommodate our users in that area as well? Are there other things that could take place at oases that are not part of the services that are there now, whether they be our own services or other services are provided by others that would be useful to our customers? And supplemental revenue generation, I did talk about that a little bit in terms of land use, et cetera, but those do tie together somewhat. So those are areas that we intend to look at, and obviously I think we got some great input from our own committee members in our recent meeting, and we're very open to whatever our other board members might have to suggest here. I think we're on the right path. And I wanted to speak specifically too, there's a resolution relative to the I-90 Route 47 project that's on the consent agenda today. Give a little explanation of that. As I indicate, I thought it really is an example of a tremendous collaborative effort here where the west-oriented customers are not serviced there at this point and haven't been. And there's been a tremendous effort at the local level and a great amount of collaboration among local communities, counties, the state, and the tollway, to try to create this opportunity. And the gentleman who spoke before questioned whether, you know, whether economic development and transportation are our role really tied together. And I would say not only in my perspective are they not mutually exclusive, but to me, basically, they're inextricably tied together. There will be no significant economic development in this area if we allow our transportation system to clog and to bog down and not to serve growing areas throughout northeastern Illinois. I don't think you have to look too hard to see, you know, the impact on this nation and its development by the railroads, you know, 160s to 200 years ago, whatever that range was, time-wise, as well as a more recent example, frankly, is the federal highway system under the Eisenhower administration. We would not be the economic powerhouse that we have been in this world were it not for those innovative and futuristic, thoughtful moves forward by collaboration between government and the people it serves. Well, as the mayor of the city of Aurora, I can list to you a number of economic development initiatives that have taken place that would not be in existence were it not for the Eola interchange that we recently built in conjunction with DuPage County, in conjunction with the tollway system. The example of the I-90 47 project, I think, is almost a textbook example of the way things can work and perhaps should going forward. That project, the economic contribution to that, or financial contribution, includes contributions from the village of Huntley, from Kane County, in which Huntley resides, 25% by IDOT, and even indicative, I think, of the perception of how important these transportation routes are to economic development. We find that McHenry County, which is not directly touched by this improvement, is contributing to the project also because they realize what an impact it will have for their people. The tollways contribution is 50%, and Christy or Rocco may be able to indicate better than I what portion of that 50% is actually derived from the tolls that will emerge as part of the capital improvement there. And it's...
We need to be paid back for our right. contribution mm-hmm. to that interchange over, I believe, a 10-year period.
So this is not an imposition of a capital project by the Big Bad Tollway. This is a response to a local initiative that has been long desired, where we've seen intergovernmental collaboration, local input for over a decade, I believe, before this came to fruition. And I think we're responding to the needs of the people we serve. So that is on consent agenda, and that would conclude my report. Are there any questions?
Thank you. Any other members of the committee want to comment on the item?
That was a very comprehensive report.
Yes. Thank you. It was a good report, and I really appreciate the time and effort not only the board members are taking to participate in these committees, but also Christy and the staff that are working on them. As you can see from the reports, this really is an expanded role for the board in terms of the content. It's more time, but it's also more content, and we're thinking about issues in advance. We're trying to plan this new strategic planning, which is one of Christie's initiatives, really permits the board to be thinking about issues before they become a set of resolutions that appear before us, and that's extremely important. I think in terms of the board, and as we look back over the last year, we had our discussion of the role of the board, and there's a category called generative or creative responsibility as opposed to fiduciary and administrative, and this is really getting at how we think about the role of the board as policy direction for the tollway. So I am very grateful to Christy and the staff for investing this time in the board members as well, and thank you. Anything else on the committee structure or committee reports? I only have two other quick items. One is, we had never really set up a process for the updating of this report that Trinise has been so responsible doing the follow-up items. Whenever anybody says anything in a board meeting that needs follow-up, Trinise will put it on here, it's in bold in the minutes, and then have a running tally of what's happened. This is going to become voluminous unless we all become brain dead and don't ask for things anymore, and I can't imagine that's going to happen. So it's my suggestion that we review this about every 6 months, and Trinise will highlight the ones that have been completed and will take them off the list. They're not gone forever, obviously, but this list is not gone. And it's very impressive. She's colored in yellow the ones that have been completed and a lot of things.
And she did that with Crayolas.
Yeah, she did it on each of our copies. If there's no objection to that, that's the way I'd like to proceed. We'll leave on the ones that are ongoing, and if for some reason one of these that is completed reemerges as a problem, we can always put it back on. Is that okay with everybody? Okay, just so you know that. And then the other quick item I wanted to mention is that we talked when Christy was first hired about having an evaluation. She has a set of goals and objectives, and we talked about the end of this calendar year having an evaluation process. We'll talk more about this in the executive session. I just wanted to put on the table that we're going to start that process, and we will have an evaluation by the end of the year. She and I have talked about it, and we're comfortable with the process that's been laid out. Okay, so let's turn to Christy.
Great, thank you very much. Next, we have a presentation from Mike Stone, who's going to present a summary of the management review we initiated earlier this year. As you may recall, the tollway had been working with PFM Group on this project. This is our management audit, where we're looking for opportunities to be more efficient, more effective, potentially save dollars, or simply just be more efficient in the way we use our resources. And we've prepared this overview for all of you. We will be working as a result of these findings in the coming months, particularly with the Finance Administration Committee, to discuss how this will practically impact our day-to-day operations to the extent that it will. And I think most of that will fall under Finance Administration and Operations. So, Mike, thank you very much for your work on this. You stepped in, I think, in the middle of the project with the transition of my former Chief of Staff, Doug Cushion. You've done a great job, so, as well as Shauna Whitehead on working on this project for us. So, without further ado, go ahead.
Thank you, Christy, and if I may, thank you, Shauna, as well, because she was a big assistance in this project. Good morning, directors. the Transition Management and Performance Review is the culmination of the independent evaluation of the tollway by Public Financial Management, PFM, and the Bronner Group. The goal is to evaluate efficiency and effectiveness of the tollway in light of industry best practices and identify actionable opportunities that would lead to cost savings, greater operational efficiencies, and improved transparency. Over a five-month period, the review team met with over 80 individuals from the tollway, including senior managers, managers, supervisors, staff, and external stakeholders. The team reviewed and analyzed past studies, audits, data reports, internal policies and procedures, contracts, statutes and regulations, budgets and other documents, a lot of information. They conducted site visits, mapped out processes, and conducted best practices research and analysis. They also benchmarked the tollway against seven other tolling agencies. And following a board and a strategic advisory team's lead, the review team approached the task with a view to advising an organization that can quickly adapt to change, maintains relationships with the customers and other stakeholders through accountability, and is able to handle multiple tasks, and is continually identifying emerging trends and regularly communicates those findings. So on the second slide, we see some of the key themes, key results that are part of this review. One of the key themes that emerged is that the tollway continues to have significant accomplishments and strengths. The overall review indicates that the tollway's operations are sound. Still, there are areas where cost savings and efficiency gains may be achieved. Including in the areas of workforce, business processes and systems, customer service, financial management, and planning and contract management. The team also acknowledges that cost and efficiency gains will be driven by limitations on internal and external resources. A second key finding that you see up there is that while the tollway has been a leader in the tolling industry,